So many questions about emergency room waits in hospitals. Sheba Siddiqui and I talked about emergency rooms and whether we're concerned to take our kids there and the state of our healthcare system. And then the conversation shifted somewhat to that of hot tubs in gyms. That's how we roll on Toronto Today. You'll enjoy the conversation.
I don't know, Sheba, if I've ever told you. I had whooping cough, not recently, but when I was two.
No.
When I was two, I had whooping cough. People had things back in the 70s that they don't have now, that they seem to have vaccines. I had chicken pox when I was nine, whooping cough when I was two. It's called pertussis. Did you know that?
I had no idea. The things you learn on Toronto Today.
It sounds like... that you don't want to know. It sounds like a funny name, pertussis. But I remember I asked my mom about that a couple of weeks ago with all these, you know, respiratory infections and RSV and whatnot. And I said, did you think I was in any kind of big trouble? And she doesn't get to, she doesn't exactly wrap her arms around you on the phone and go, oh, my baby, I was so, and she's like, no. I'm like, what were my symptoms? And she's like, well, you know, you were... you sounded like a seal, and it sounded like you couldn't breathe, and your nasal congestion was out of and you couldn't talk. And I'm like, oh God, okay, well, you know, great.
Okay, but it's been 100 years since you were two. No offense, but I'm sure
the other Trudeau was the prime minister. I'll give you that. Not the second time. The first time
when she had her, who in turn got the second Trudeau into office. FYI, but when you have a 2-year-old who has those symptoms, she might not remember it, but I can imagine how stressful it must have been for her.
Yes. The pack of cigarettes she was smoking a day probably eased her. And that was before Diet Pop, which is also...
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to do an autopsy on her when she dies, when she's 98, and they're going to find like 18% aspartame in her. It's just going to be everywhere. But anyway, I bring this up to say she didn't hesitate about taking me to the hospital then. And I'd ask you... if all of a sudden something went really south health-wise, would you be like, gosh, we got to get through this? Like, I think parents are super stressed based on that last parent conversation to go anywhere near an emergency. And not because of it would be contagious there. That might have been what we thought 20, 24 months ago. But it's just, you'll wait forever. And will you get seen even by the end of the night?
I don't think you will. For us, ER isn't even, I don't even think it's an option, like unless it's absolutely, absolutely necessary, which hasn't happened in years. I remember at the beginning of the pandemic when we were all so terrified of each other, I looked my kids in the eye and I said, because I would force them to go outside and play together because there was no recess, schools were closed. And I looked at them and said, do not get hurt out there because we can't go to the ER because we didn't know what this virus was. I was like, we're not going anywhere. So just don't hurt yourselves. And telling a bunch of young kids that doesn't make sense, but it's just in the back of their minds if they're thinking about doing something stupid, jumping off the swing or climbing the tree and going to the edge of the branch. Just think twice. Not because mommy's worried about your health. Mommy doesn't want to be inconvenienced with the ER wait. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. And I don't, look, nobody wants to be there for any circumstance. My dad separated his shoulder about 3-4 years ago, mm-hmm. Before the pandemic in 18. It was a mild, you know, recovery. But that's the kind of scenario now that I'd be more worried about. Not because my mom would worry about COVID-19. She would. That's just where it's at right now. I can't do anything about that. Thank you, rest of the media.
No, but that's okay.
But that's okay. She's trying
older.
To preserve. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. She just got her fifth shot last week. More power to her. I would rather she had 5 than 0. But I think we've all got that moment where we're, I had it with my own kid getting injured. He had a really, really bad knee injury, and he does need a tweak of a surgery for it, and he's getting it at the end of January, but we didn't drive him to an emergency room. Like, I feel a little, you know, pain in my chest about that, thinking, was I just afraid to sit there all night? Did
or
I just
have
not
him
think
sit there in pain?
Yeah.
Also, keep that in mind, as opposed to being at home comfortable in his bed.
Well, you make me feel a little better about it, but eventually, but then you're taking separate visits. You're like, here's a visit for an X-ray. Here's a visit for an MRI. We went to this great specialist, Dr. Winston, who we've had on the show, and he was able to, you know, get us on the right track to diagnose what he eventually needed, which was a surgery. So,
you know what's a one-stop shop for all that? Privatized healthcare, just putting it out.
Well, I know that. I feel like you and I might align with the idea of at least giving people options at that point in time. A friend of mine's mom may need a hip surgery, and she's like 77, and they've told her it's like she's in pain right now, and they've told her it's going to be 13-14 months.
See, that's
it's so gross. I can't even describe how gross I feel when I hear that, and it's got nothing to do with my family. Usually we're like, hey, family first. Well, this is his family, and you do everything the right way.
In private healthcare, that would be a 3 to 4 week wait.
You do everything the right way. You pay into the system. You play by all the rules. For 6 decades, you raise a family. That family raises another family. And now you need help in your 70s. And we're like,
and
hang on
for
a year and a half.
Months. Exactly. You're in pain. Endure the pain for 18 months. Who's running this show? Veterans Affairs Canada?
I can't talk. I try not to get mad about, like, people should go what they get with their salaries, but I try not to get mad at all these hospital executives who clearly, there's some element of mismanagement. If they're like, well, we could see this crisis has been coming for decades. And I'm like, do you realize how you're self-owning yourself with that quote? Do you realize how you're self-owning yourself by explaining this?
I think they're so far in, Greg, and there's so much red tape. Healthcare is just so slow and so behind. It takes forever to do anything in a hospital nowadays, even just in terms of on the back end of things. It's just, it's a turtle's pace, and we all just throw our hands up and complain about it. But really, what are these people doing? Nothing. They're coming to the media and they're complaining to us about it.
Yeah, they end up saying that. And it drives me. I know you know that it drives me mad to even talk about the idea of, I saw what the Hamilton Wentworth school board did with.
Yes.
They've mandated masks, but they've made opting out optional. What a waste of time.
I know.
You're wasting everybody's time.
No, it's politics. It's all about politics, right? Look what we did. Look how we tried to protect our students and our teachers.
Oh,
look how great we are. No, it's just, it's all BS.
And why would I take medical advice from people that let us get sick and die for hundreds of years? 19 years in this century and 80 in the last century before telling us all we should be masking all winter long. Why didn't they tell us that before 2019 and for all of the 20th century if masking prevents flus, RSV, and other illnesses? Why'd they stay quiet about that? It's so strange.
I'm not having this conversation. You and I can't talk masks.
You won't see a single mask in the Harry Meghan documentary starting tomorrow night on Netflix. You won't see one.
I'm going on a plane in a few weeks, and I don't even know. I'm wondering if
you're
I'm going to wear
a mask. You're not. You will not.
I don't know if I will or not.
You can take a fancy 360 video on your new phone, I want you to show me all the people that are masking on the way on your trip. And the answer will be almost nobody.
No, if someone's hacking away in the seat next to me, I might pull a mask out.
They're just,
and give them a very dirty look.
They're choking on the straw went in the wrong way in their mouth with their Ryan Coke. They're just trying to relax. That's why they're hacking away. They don't need a package of Halls.
They're yelling on their phone, and that's why.
Yeah, they don't need some a menthol lyptus injection or anything like that. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, this makes me want to be immersed in very hot water right now, like I was about 3.5 hours ago. The other thing it does is make me realize there's no infection I could get. There's nothing. There's no spa I could go to where things went south with some kind of a rash that would ever make me stop enjoying hot. I don't know where, Sheba, Gord, I found my love for
Friday
hot tubs.
Friday nights, you were with Ed the Sock in that hot tub.
What?
Hanging out,
less obnoxious, I hope, than Ed was at his most obnoxious. But here's what's been happening. Now, I think I told you a story about 4 months ago where a guy came into the hot tub area at the gym.
Okay,
and he's playing music. And he's got his own little smart speaker there. Even it's not even just from his phone; he's hooked into the speaker.
And you were highly annoyed.
Well,
it was a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it was for everybody to enjoy.
It's I don't care how cool you think your song is. You're with an apostrophe R-E disturbing my peace. And I'm not yell at a cloud guy. And you know, you guys know I love getting along with everybody.
What if it was Prince?
Well, that's the I thought you might say that.
Prince.
I thought you might say
who
that.
You love.
But I won't inflict my music upon other people.
Because
I think it's obnoxious and I think it's narcissistic. Call me crazy.
I agree with you. If you're bringing a Bluetooth speaker into a public area, I agree with you. Okay, so you hate it. I remember you were highly unnerved by that. So tell us what happened recently.
So Sunday, it's Sunday after 1 o'clock, and I go, and I got to get back by 2 o'clock because England's playing. So I'm in the tub after a long workout. I might have ran a mile or so. I was just exhausted.
Before going to the Wendy's for the burger.
That's right. And then following it up with a post-game Baconator. And around 1:15 in the afternoon, I come in, and I'm like, it sounds like somebody's trying to land a plane in the hot tub. So I'm wandering into the hot tub, and there's one guy in there, and he's got his phone. And I'm like, is he like an air traffic controller? Like, it just sounds like planes are landing in other cities. But he's watching the NFL game on his phone. I think it was the Jets and the Vikings. And I'm even like, okay.
How narcissistic is that?
That's right. I'm not going to defend this as a sports fan. As somebody that maybe would be interested in who's winning that game. It's not the Super Bowl.
So you were annoyed by that as well, equally.
I think equally. I think it's not just because, I think it's disrespectful. I don't get it. Now, if we get to the point.
Now, did you say anything?
No.
You want to avoid confrontation at
you
all
can,
costs.
You can't have a confrontation in the tub.
You can't fight another man with very little clothes on. You cannot do that.
Well, there's that.
There's a lot of slapping and weird noises.
Wait, are there any? I have to ask this, guys.
If I whip him with a wet towel, it all kicks off at that point.
That's right.
Are there any clothes on?
Yes, of course. You've got to wear. Absolutely.
Oh, you do?
There was one I went to in the late 90s that it was an optional thing. So you would get totally naked guys in there. I wasn't expecting that. The sauna, it feels like anything goes, but the tub's meant to. But the problem is there was also a big screen TV. So you would sit in the tub and be like, oh, the World Series is on. Oh, ER is on. Let's watch some surgeries that George Clooney and Anthony Edwards are going
to
do.
Okay, so that's presumed, because there's a big screen TV. Everybody has to watch that, for someone to bring it in themselves. I think this doesn't happen in a woman's hot tub.
It probably doesn't.
No, it doesn't. We're not like this. You guys sound like it's like a bunch of animals in the hot tub. Like, who's blasting the football?
Are you sure women don't do that? Because all I know is Elaine's scene from Seinfeld, where they're all judging each other's chess.
But we're not watching something or listening to something. Honestly, we're in there, we're complaining about life, and we're gossiping. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that must be it.
And we walk out of there completely refreshed because emotionally, physically, we've just dumped it all in there and we feel amazing.
Well, if I'd recorded, I stepped in the sauna the other night. I wanted to have a tape recorder so badly there because there was like a great 9-minute segment that jumped from mandates to cryptocurrency to the supply chain. And I'm just 4 or 5 guys going back and forth. It was like a round table of sweaty guys giving takes on all the world's issues. And they don't know me, which is good.
Yes. Did you participate?
No.
Why not? It's a good conversation.
There was a lot of very much like, you know, we were a minute away from the moon landing being fake, Sheba, is the best way I can put it.
We need a camera on you when you're in a hot tub just to see the uncomfortable looks on your face.
Again, if I had a phone as powerful as your new one, my phone takes crappy video now and lousy pictures and the sound ain't great.
Okay, hold on. What if you were running late and you went into the hot tub and the England game was on? Someone was blasting that.
I know.
I
can't be a hypocrite about this.
There you go.
I cannot figure this out. Maybe you could tell us if this is it. This can't just be a phenomenon that follows me around. 416-870-6400. Stephanie LeBay is going to join us top of the hour at 8:05 because this is a huge priority. Why go to the gym if you're just going? You're there to work out. I got that. But you're there also to personalize your music. We have amazing technology now that lets you listen to what you want to. Before, when we'd go to the gym, there'd be like one TV and then there'd be fights. I want business news on. No, there's a game on. Wait, something's going to happen on General Hospital. That's like people would argue about the television at 3. I watched this happen at gyms in like 1997. So now you've got every option on your phone. You got a little mini computer, but it's still not good enough. And I don't want to. It's really hard to lift weights and run, Sheba, when you want to, you know, rip people's heads off and explain to them why you're ripping their head off before you actually do it.
Okay, so what I'm learning here is you hate confrontation. What would it take for you to confront somebody in a hot tub? What would have to be happening?
I don't know. I think you'd get out of the hot tub and go, I'm going to take the L on this one.
What if he peed in the hot tub?
Oh, for heaven's sake. I don't... I suppose that could happen. By the way, I won't name the gym, but people will figure it out if they've listened to the show before. But the whole pool, by the way, was emptied. And it's been empty for 2 days.
Oh,
I can't figure
brutal.
Out what happened.
You better not ever go back into that hot tub.
Have you? Okay, so I once, my wife will kill me for telling this story.
Tell us.
But my 2-year-old son was taking swimming lessons, maybe a year and a half, 2 years old. And he's in, like, so you watch him through glass. You're not on the pool deck. They don't want you out there. This is like way, way, way before everybody was all scared of each other. So this is like 2010, let's say. And you watch, you can see, I could see through the glass him start to make the face. And I'm like, numero
dos. No, but he's
duh.
Probably wearing
he's wearing a swim diaper, but it won't matter.
No.
It won't matter.
So
I can see the
out?
Face. So I leap up from my chair like I've got to save the planet. And I have to run through the gym, run through the locker room and the change areas. And go. And I got to take my shoes off also. And so I've got to run. I got to take shoes and socks off. This is the middle of winter. And so I've got to get him out of the pool before things drop.
And did you make it?
Barely. But he's still making the face. And
okay.
I can feel him going while I'm carrying him off to a more suitable area.
So I had a
area.
Similar circumstance.
I knew you would.
It wasn't my kids, though. I don't even know if I should say this. It was at Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh.
Right? And
I'm sure they've cleaned
they
it up since
swimming,
then.
But they were swimming around. They had their mouths open. They're swimming. And then all of a sudden, the whistle starts blowing. And the lifeguards are like, out of the water, out of the water. And a piece of feces floated by. And I freaked out. I have refused to go back. My kids asked me once in a while, can we go to Great Wolf?
So this is the scene in Caddyshack where it's a chocolate bar. And then they disinfect the pool. And then Bill Murray eats it at the end. And
never again.
Ted Knight's wife passes out.
That's right.
Can't get enough of that. It's an Almond Joy, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I know people are eating their breakfast.
Yeah.
It's like, anyway, stop playing your loud music. I don't need to feel the entire bass line of your song when I'm stretching out my bare legs and putting them under the hot tub jets.
But you can play the World Cup. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a little less bass vibration.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.